celebrating 50 years of ministry. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
The joyous celebration began with a birth inside a lowly manger. The promise of heaven, God's forever gift to man. The reality of God's greatest gift can be yours free from Dr. Rod Parsley.
You see, the experience we all search for at Christmas is simply not of this world.
It's time to unwrap Dr. Parsley's free gift to you.
Dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, and saying of you, Lord, you are my refuge, you are my fortress.
Call now and receive two instant Christmas classics. This cheerful free offer overflows with hope, faith, and love. We know you'll be blessed as you watch two incredible Christmas messages, God's greatest gift. There's no obligation. It's our holiday gift to you. Call or visit rodparsley.com. Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
Welcome to a very unique broadcast of Breakthrough. I'm Elisa Henry on special assignment with my pastor for his 50th Jubilee year of ministry. I'm so honored to be
here,
Pastor.
Can you believe it? Well, first of all, thank you for joining me.
And I haven't been here for all 50 years, obviously, but I've been here all of my life and just have been a part of this ministry and just been under your ministry for all this time. And so honored to be here talking to you today.
Well, I can't explain what a joy it is to have you as my very, very special co-host today to help our Breakthrough audience celebrate 50 years, and almost all of those 50 years, Breakthrough's been on the air.
Incredible, blessing people for all these years.
Yeah, and our International Bridge of Hope outreaches, compassionately reaching out to the whole wide world. There are a lot of hurting folks out there.
And you know, I've heard you often say, sitting under your ministry, it's very true, wherever and whenever help is needed, Bridge of Hope is there.
Because we can always count on our great, great partners, just like you, all over the world, to link arms with us. No large corporations, you know, no foundations are taking care of our efforts of Bridge of Hope across America and around the world. Our support comes totally, completely from wonderful folks with hearts of Christ-like compassion, just like you. And because you've been faithful, we've been able to stand with mothers who've lost everything, Miss Elisa.
Yeah, it's amazing how all the people are so generous and how you're able to be there with them in these moments. Let's start right there. Let's talk about in 2005.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it was that long ago, but Hurricane Katrina.
Yes.
It just tore through Louisiana and the Gulf Coast, perhaps one of the greatest disasters that this nation has ever faced.
Yes.
And you know what? Bridge of Hope, as always, was there.
We were there because you were there. I want to take you there right now. You know, Katrina was one of those things like 9/11. Everybody almost remembers where they were when that first happened. So here we'll take a little look back.
Hundreds of thousands have been forced to evacuate. As I stand here now, helicopters are flying overhead, still taking out more from destruction like this. Many hundreds of thousands have escaped with nothing more than their precious lives and the clothes which were on their back when this killer storm struck. Now they're depending completely on the generosity of brothers and sisters, men and women just like you and just like me. And I know that you can't say no, and therefore I simply cannot say no. We didn't say no when the earthquake hit Nicaragua. We didn't say no when the killer floods hit Appalachia. We didn't say no, and we continue to not say no to the suffering brothers and sisters in Christ in the African nation of Sudan. As I was standing here moments ago, a family out of this devastation came up to me and they said, Pastor Rod, we never miss Breakthrough. We see you helping people all over the world, and we knew that you would be here.
In such a devastating moment for that family, and they just said that they knew in that moment that Bridge of Hope was gonna be there, and you were there.
I will never, ever forget that encounter. And it's a testament, a testimony to the goodness and the greatness of our God that Bridge of Hope has, as I said, four decades of track record.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful.
I mean, we didn't just start yesterday. So we must be getting it right, helping hurting people. And that means with a record like that, you can trust us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Because we understand it means a lot to you, the finances that you work so hard for, and that discretionary giving to help those that are hurting so desperately just proves how much the life of God is alive within you. And I love looking back at our past successes, but I'm also looking forward. It's my job, year to year to year, to reach more and more hurting people. And, you know, Bridge of Hope, whenever we give disaster relief, medical supplies, food, water, we also give Jesus.
Yes.
We lead so many of those lost, hurting souls to the cross of Calvary. To do that, I need your help. I need the help of wonderful people just like you with tender hearts who value the worth of a soul. That's what it's all about.
It's all about.
It's all about the one. Many of you watching right now have been watching for many, many years, but maybe it's been a little while since Joni and I have heard from you. This is a great opportunity. I want to invite you to celebrate my 50th year in gospel ministry around the world, helping the hurting by becoming my legacy friend. I want to honor your Jubilee love gift of $150 or more to keep the work of Bridge of Hope strong across America and around the world. Right now, we're preparing the construction of a glorious new Founders Gateway as a testament to the glory of God that's been a hallmark of this global ministry for the past 50 years. Your name will join others on fine stones as one of my legacy friends. I'll also sow tremendous ministry materials into your life to feed your faith, starve your doubts to death. That'll bless you every single day, including, I don't know if you've even seen this, Miss Elisa, it's a brand new Jubilee Bible 50th year anniversary edition. It's our most requested Bible of all time. And I'm so pleased to include it when you call right now with a gift of $150 or more to become my legacy friend. Do it now.
Well, Pastor, I know that you have such generous friends and partners all over this nation, all around the world. No matter where I go, if I mention Pastor Rod Parsley, people are like, yes, we love World Harvest. We love Pastor. You have blessed so many people all around the world. And for one couple, it was a tragedy they experienced back in 2013. They turned that tragedy into triumph. God did that for them. I remember that. That's the year a massive F5 tornado produced an unimaginable 40 minutes. I mean, think about how long that is. 40 minutes of sheer terror.
You know, Elisa, the enormity of the loss, of the pain, the devastation, the suffering still remain impossible for me to be able to describe. And this couple that you're about to hear from were in a neighborhood that was reduced to just absolute rubble. It was just gravel and pieces of wood. Parents were running toward schools to see, because the schools were gone. They weren't just damaged, they were gone, flattened by that massive monster tornado. And while we were on the scene, just literally days after, with food, with relief supplies, with clothing, I remember clothing was a huge need on that one.
Yeah.
My breakthrough partners, two of them, came rushing up to me from the rubble to give me this testimony. Their names were Leroy and Terry.
I was listening to you preach.
Did you hear that, partners? Now, you were watching Silent No More.
I just bought the tape Sunday morning, and Monday morning, nobody was at the house, and so I thought, perfect time, I'm going to listen to Pastor Rod.
Oh my goodness.
I was helping you preach.
Yeah, I believe you would.
And let me tell you, my husband said, turn it off. I said, no, I'm listening to Pastor Rod. I'll watch TV later. And he said, turn it on.
We were watching this storm approach directly west, right on 149th Street, coming right toward us. And as it approached, we started seeing some debris, and I said, you know, that's it. We need to do something.
And we were getting a hold of the Almighty God.
Amen.
And he put that hand right over that closet.
Yeah. He did.
And that's why we are not one bit hurt.
Amen.
Not a scratch, because we got a big, big God.
Yes, we do. Well, my precious, precious friend, I know you could sense the very presence of God in that situation. And can I just share with you that because of you, Bridge of Hope was in God's country, Oklahoma, just like God was there behind the godless Iron Curtain with me in Russia in 1991 when they were pulling down the statues of Lenin. We gave them the bread of life, and we gave them the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ in the 22,000-seat Lenin Sports Arena. You know, to date, Miss Lisa, we've distributed over 3 million pounds of humanitarian aid, of stoves, of clothing, and first aid to our wonderful, wonderful friends in Ukraine, across Poland, all of those millions of refugees. Bridge of Hope has had the distinction of providing relief. I don't even know if you know this. We did the check. We have distributed relief to every single nation on this blue marble planet.
Wow.
Every nation. Single nation.
Wow.
I hope you'll help me mark my Jubilee year in ministry as we give away from ourselves for a generous Jubilee gift right now of $150 or more. I'm going to add you as one of my legacy friends. You'll receive a new box set of 2 of my most sought-after books, bestsellers. They're entitled No Dry Season and No More Crumbs, plus the brand new edition of the Jubilee beautiful leather-bound rose gold gilded and large print Jubilee Bible celebrating 50 years. The Bible alone is a $145 value, and there are some very, very special friends that I need to hear from today. You know who you are, that God has so blessed that you would be able to sow a $1,000 Jubilee gift. I hope you'll call right now. You know, like mine, your phone's always very, very close at hand. And I'll add your name to a beautiful, beautiful stone reserved just for your name at the brand new Founders Gateway. You can also give more quickly at rodparsley.com, that secure website, or write to me today. I hope you will.
It's good ground, Pastor. It's good
ground. You know that.
I've been so into this ministry for a long time. I've reaped incredible harvest.
Amen.
And I look at you and I think, you know, there's so many people in this world who you can't trust.
Right.
But we can trust you.
Thank you.
Man of God. My family can attest to that firsthand. We have experienced so many miracles.
Yes.
So many miracles. And I really want you at home to call. Make it your best gift to honor 50 years of ministry that's uncompromising, Holy Ghost anointed. anointed and surround it with integrity. There's not too many people you can say have had integrity and shown integrity, Pastor, for as long as you have. You make that decision every single day.
You know, some of them may have just tuned in today. Mm-hmm. Others have been there for many, many years. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And I hope you'll stick around. Everyone needs to do that.
Yes, because coming up, Pastor, is probably the most remarkable story of a baby that was rescued from the dark specter of death. This one just really just touches my heart as a mom. And it's coming up right after you pick up your phone and call with your most generous gift.
The book of Isaiah has the on-ramp to your Jubilee blessing. Learn to do right, seek justice, and defend the oppressed. Celebrate 50 years of ministry by sowing a special Jubilee seed of $150 or more. We'll add your name as a legacy friend. Bridge of Hope has provided more than 35 million meals to those hungry and hurting in need of God's love in the U.S. and around the world. Call now with your seed of $150 or more, and we'll sow back daily ministry into your life. The newest release of the large print Jubilee Bible. It's beautifully bound with an elegant soft touch cover and gilded in stunning rose gold. Plus, the Legacy Book Set, two books used by the Holy Spirit to revolutionize hearts and transform lives. For a very generous Jubilee gift of $1,000 or more, you'll become a legacy builder, and your name will have a place of honor at the Founder's Gateway. During this year of Jubilee blessing, it's your time for your thing from your God. Step into your blessing and sow your seed today. Call now or simply click on rodparsley.com. Thank you.
Get ready. If you've ever wondered why you should give to Bridge of Hope, this clip right here, this one right here you're about to watch, will change your life. Pastor, let's go back to when you told this story of this precious baby in Sudan.
Yeah. Watch this.
One of the most heartbreaking scenes that haunted me from these field reports from Sudan was that of a frail little child, God's most precious gift. Baby was only a month old in such incredible suffering. Our team came upon the aging grandmother of these children, such overwhelming despair, her grandchildren starving to death before her very eyes. Normally, the skin of a one-month-old baby is soft and tender, but the skin of this little child was so parched, it stretched and cracked like a piece of thin plastic wrap. The medical relief worker with our team bathed the child. It was most likely the first bath in its entire life. Such simple hygiene that we take for granted every day is completely unknown in Sudan. His little legs and hands were already turning black, as many know, a sure sign that death is rapidly approaching. Our emergency relief team shared what little they had out of their backpacks. One of the workers had brought a simple packet of hydration salts that he'd picked up at the corner store before leaving home. By mixing this packet with a cup of water and using a syringe to administer this life-saving sustenance, our relief team workers were able to share the gift of life and hope to one child dying in the desert. It's only a drop of water, but little is much when God is in it.
Little is indeed much when God is in it.
Jesus.
The anguish on that grandmother's face just changed completely when Bridge of Hope arrived. Yeah. That suffering child's cries were quieted because someone like those of you watching responded with a Bridge of Hope love gift from half a world away, people who have never even been anywhere close to Sudan were able to be in that room in spirit with that family
100%.
To help that baby.
And it is my pledge to you and to you to continue to expand this life-saving mission of Bridge of Hope far, far beyond what we've ever been able to accomplish in the past. Mm-hmm. But I can only do it with partners and friends and their Christ-like compassion to help us be the hands, the feet of Jesus, literally. A Jubilee gift today. Jubilee celebrating that I've been here doing this work for 50 years. And God being my help, I'll do it another 50. That's my heart. Your gift today of $150 or more will do miraculous things to help us continue the great work of Bridge of Hope around the world and across America. Now, I'd love to say thank you by adding your name for posterity. It will be here as long as we're here. I want to add your name along with many others of my legacy friends. I'll also invest into your spiritual life by sending you the brand new Jubilee Bible to commemorate my 50th year of gospel ministry. It includes devotionals that'll build your faith and the life-giving Word of God in large print. It's so beautiful. It's gold. Yellow, not yellow, but rose gold. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
I love pink, so yeah.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. And it'll be cherished in your home for generations. Please help us. Go to your phone. Do it right now. Or it's as simple as just clicking on that secure website, rodparsley.com. There are babies like that all over the world. We want to reach as many as we can. We'll be right back.
The book of Isaiah as the on-ramp to your Jubilee blessing. Learn to do right, seek justice, and defend the oppressed. Celebrate 50 years of ministry by sowing a special Jubilee seed of $150 or more. We'll add your name as a legacy friend. Bridge of Hope has provided more than 35 million meals to those hungry and hurting in need of God's love in the U.S. and around the world. Call now with your seed of $150 or more, and we'll sow back daily ministry into your life. The newest release of the large print Jubilee Bible. It's beautifully bound with an elegant soft touch cover and gilded in stunning rose gold. Plus, the Legacy Book Set. Two books used by the Holy Spirit to revolutionize hearts and transform lives. For a very generous Jubilee gift of $1,000 or more, you'll become a legacy builder, and your name will have a place of honor at the Founder's Gateway. During this year of Jubilee blessing, it's your time for your thing from your God. Step into your blessing and sow your seed today. Call now or simply click on rodparsley.com. Thank you.
Working through missionaries already in place, we've been able to build 4,000 homes of hope. Temporary shelters like these you see on your screen, they provide a safe haven and urgently needed shelter for approximately 20,000 homeless survivors of this tragedy. Well, that's a small city.
23 years ago, earthquakes, landslides, and floods just damaged or destroyed more than a quarter of a million homes in El Salvador.
A quarter of a million people.
So many people.
No home. No tree to get under.
The Salvadorian people still remember, still to this day, how Bridge of Hope stepped in with a great mission of mercy. And before we run out of time, we have to remember the long-running work in Sudan. Uh-huh. Pastor, I feel like you are known for this. You are known for how much you have done for the people in Sudan. And on your screen, you're going to see names on page after page. And you're like, what are these names? Well, each name is a brother or sister who is freed from the bondage of slavery because of our pastor, Rod Parsley, and Bridge of Hope's effort.
And that's why I'm asking you today, from the bottom of my heart, I'm reaching out to you. Would you consider prayerfully becoming my legacy friend? You can do that with a gift today of only $150 or more. Can you do that? If you can't, get as close to it as you can. Mm. If you sow a gift of $1,000 or more, incredible things are coming your way. Joni and I are sowing a very, very specific Jubilee seed to honor God's faithfulness to us for the past 50 years. And we sure like for you to join us. So please pray about what the Lord would have you to sow. I'm praying you'll make it your very best. But every gift is so appreciated. So let me invite you, go to your phone. You don't really have to go to it. You just have to pick it up. Do that right now. Or you can write to me. We love to get your letters so Joni and I can handle them, pray over them. Or you can simply click on rodparsley.com. I'm believing they will, Miss Elisa.
I believe they will as well, Pastor. And I can't believe our time is almost over. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of this celebration. 50 years.
Yes.
It's just amazing. What an incredible gift. Your family has been such a blessing to me.
Thank you.
Over all of my life. And I do hope you have another 50 in you.
I hope I do, too.
Because I need you to have another 50 in you.
I hope I do, too. Well, we really, really need a month.
Right.
To share even a small part of what Bridge of Hope has done. Warehouses and trucks, Bridge of Hope are ready to respond because of you. God's hand is extended to those hurting very, very much, whose lives have been torn apart. You make it happen every day through Bridge of Hope. You know, everything we do has a soul attached to it. Here's why. The apex of all Christian endeavor must become to place the jewel of a soul in the crown of our Savior, that the Lamb of God slain may receive the reward of his suffering. I am eternally aware that as the Holy Spirit prompts me to give an altar call, it could be someone's final opportunity. I gave just such an invitation in a tiny country church nestled among the Appalachian Hills. The words God birthed in my spirit in that moment penetrated the hearts of those who lined up at that simple altar. There's one man I will never forget. For him, it was eternally significant. Because the very next day, he was underneath his truck doing repairs. The jack gave way, and he was immediately ushered to the gates of heaven. He had given his life to Jesus at that altar just 2 days before.
Praise God.
Bridge of Hope. Keep praying for a great harvest of souls, won't you? Because it's all about the one. And I'll see you next time on your international broadcast of Breakthrough. And I might even have Miss Elisa with me.
I would
you
love
never
that.
Know.